cool. So yeah, you can come check that out. We have our own Clara Smallman and Julia Finnegan as well. So that's the one I'm most excited for. A lot of leading female ladies in there. And yeah, we're ending things off with Bedouin Soundclash on the Sunday. So if anyone is down for a little matinee performance, that one's going to be super fun. That one's also at the Broom Factory. Yeah.
Queens alumni Bedouin Soundclash, right?
Oh,
they formed on campus here.
Amazing.
A million years ago. So that's going to be so fun. Now, I love that you just did all that with notes, by the way. I just watched you just go through it all.
Thank you.
Now, Pop Montreal, you brought that up. I know that there's been this relationship. And Liv, you've been able to go to Montreal to do a showcase there. Is that happening again this September? Is that sort of our collaborative relationship? What does that look like for September?
So we have a new collaboration too, a new partnership with Pop Montreal and with Wavelength Festival. So we're doing Montreal and Toronto, and sort of offering the same type of relationship building within festivals. So we bring some Montreal artists here, we give them a showcase, and then Pop Montreal will do the same thing in September, and then Wavelength Festival, Wavelength is sort of an ongoing series, but they also have a conference that's in the winter time, and so we'll bring and present some artists in Toronto later on too. So yeah, we have this sort of reciprocal show trade sort of opportunity with these festivals, which is great for our Kingston artists to showcase and for us to sort of connect these two dots.
You know what? I was excited to see Futura Free there because they remind me of the pandemic. Remember they put out that album and then it was the pandemic. And I feel that they were in Kingston at the time. Mm-hmm. I don't know them, but they've got new music now. And I see that they say that they're an Ottawa band. That's fine. But I'm excited. Whatever.
Some of them are still here. It's kind of like half and half. Mm-hmm. A couple of them moved to Ottawa. I think, graduated and things
that. They tend to do things like that.
But there's still a few that are local that I see. Walking their kids and things like that, which is kind of cool. So
what I like to remind everyone when something like this is coming up, and as a local, we are very bad at this, but the weekend we'll be here and we'll be like, oh, I want to go see Slave Spanky. It's like, sorry, bud, that is sold out. So what can we tell people about? You know, there are some tickets moving quickly. I can imagine the Slaves one's going very quickly. Mm-hmm. But what are some of the tips we can give to people to sort of get on it, essentially? Is that the tip?
I mean, the tip is don't freaking wait. It's for everybody's sake. And this mm-hmm. goes for any concert. If you see something that you want to see, pick up a ticket and make sure you guarantee your spot. We forgot to mention there's a couple of other venues, Musiki and the Hotel Wolf Island, that we're utilizing for a couple of other concerts, and those are smaller rooms, so don't snooze on tickets there. They're really if you see it and you want to go, make sure you grab a ticket.
Yeah, and don't show up and say, Moira. That's a nightmare at the door, right? It's the worst. Like, yes, we all know whoever's working the door. So, yeah, I like to remind everyone, get on it now because it's such a fun weekend. And I love me those panels. I really do. They're so fun and well attended. Whenever I've sort of walked into the room, who else is interested in this? So many people. Yeah. That's a really special part of it. Okay, so we're going to play some of the musicians, and we'll just pop back in because I want to ask about specifically Luella and Almond Milk. Let's just face the facts here. I want to know some things. But first, let's get started with some Pony Girl. And we've got Pompeii here. That's one of our Montreal artists that's coming in as well. So let's get started with some of that.
Step up, step up. Come close and see how far I feel. High definition, as if it wasn't clear enough for you. Fear of high, pearly white. I wanna be. On the stage, I felt small. I'm the little man with the big enough heart. Laughing, business of clowns, crying. I'm scared that I'll say the wrong thing when I'm scared that I won't do anything when I'm scared that my body won't support me and I'm scared. And I don't know why I'm crying, and I'm scared of everything and everyone. I'm scared of everything and everyone. I'm scared that I won't say anything. We all do.
scared to tell my friends that I love them, that I'm scared, 'cause I really, really love them, and I'm scared of everything and everyone. 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 And I don't think I'm the only one.
Look at me this morning. I'm a bit of a hot mess this morning on the Indie Wake Up Call, so I'm glad you're here to experience all of that. Riley and Liv, how are you doing in there? We sequestered them in the other studio.
We're so great.
Yeah, you are. Like,
coming in the morning is something I really do appreciate, so thanks for all of that.
All right. I just wanted to give a little plug that we are going to be DJing over at the Punk Rock Flea Market over at Spring Reverb. So this is going to be pretty new, I think.
What is a punk rock flea market? What happens at punk rock flea markets?
Tell me.
Wow.
I want to know.
Oh my gosh. Well, this is the first one in Kingston, run by some pretty amazing DIY organizers that have like started this. So this, you know, we're all going to discover it together, but there's going to be some amazing vendors. And CFRC is, like you said, DJing throughout the festivities.
We're giving you
some amazing
a massive list.
Confirmed vendors. They are all on the website too, but AKA Social Center, Blue Heron Books and Zines, Be the Strange, Black Moth Threads, Scumrat, who I am pretty.
What is that? What's happening? I want to know.
We need to all collectively find out. But basically, it's a free market of like really cool vendors, like crafts, tattoos, you know, zines, lots of like different like printing companies and things like that. So this will happen on the Saturday of Spring Reverb from 11 till 3 p.m. at the Broom Factory. And then while you can kind of like browse, shop, you know, explore, maybe get tattooed if you want to, not only can you do that stuff, but you can also listen to CFRC spinning some tunes. And there are also going to be some bands throughout the day too. So there's two artists, Havana Syndrome and the Meringues are going to play, I think, at 12 p.m. and at 1 p.m. is the time. So they're doing little short little sets, but see if you can check it out. So shop and I don't know.
Speaking of finding all this information on the website, just want to make sure everybody knows so that they don't miss out on their tickets. The website is kppconcerts.com/spring reverb. I repeat, kppconcerts.com/spring reverb. All the tickets are linked up there, so make sure you get yours so that you won't be begging to be let in at doors.
Exactly. We just covered that. You don't want to be begging at the door to get in, okay?
I love this informative sort of like reminder to the public that like I didn't have to... You know, I didn't have to prompt you for that.
This is the thing, though. We can get deep into conversations and we forget to give all details. So I'm so happy. Thank you for doing all that.
Oh, yeah. I've worked doors before for some other festivals back in Toronto. And I just got to say, It was not fun trying to get people last minute onto the guest list. Get your tickets, folks.
I have done that, and I am sorry.
See you for
CES. I did it last year for something, and I'm looking right at you, and I'm like, I'm sorry. What was it? I can't remember, but I'm so sorry, and I won't do that again. Okay, so, Liv.
Yes.
What do we know about Almond Milk? Like, his social media confuses me.
Oh, same.
He's not reachable, but I saw in his story for his new handle that there was a music video perhaps being filmed right now in Montreal. Do we know anything about that? Or are they just fun photos of friends? Like, what was that? Do we know? Have you talked to him?
I mean, again, he's a little hard to reach sometimes, but that's just all part of the Almond Milk charm. I think I have heard whisperings of some new music video content. He's kind of been experimenting with a different musical project called AM Lane. So he's a couple songs on there. I think Squirrel and Running Man.
Yep.
To plug that. So yeah, he did tell me he was working on some music videos this summer. I just saw him earlier in the month open at the Broom Factory. And yeah, he just keeps getting better and better with his performance. You can just tell that he's meant to be up there performing for people. He's very like authentically himself. So get ready for Thursday to definitely be mosh pitting around, which isn't always the way it goes for the opening band. But you know what? He goes, like, he starts with a bang. So yeah, it's going to be a blast.
And I was saying, like, I love the OG Pine Street friends that are always there. Like, they all came to Wolf Island at St. Margaret's when he played, and I saw them, like, everybody, let's get in the front here. And I was like, I've known all these faces since they were, like, bright young faces, and they're all going to be there.
Always.
And they just bring that extra energy that I know, like, he's doing all these shows in Montreal. Now, that's fine. Good for him, and I love that he's doing that. But he's coming home again, and I think that everyone's going to assemble. But I love that. I just play Pony Girl, and I love the Pony Girl's in the mix.
Oh, yeah.
Almond Milk and Slaves that night, because it's going to be so fun.
Oh, my gosh. It's going to be so fun.
I know.
Yeah.
You've played with Pony Girl, right?
I got to play two shows with them pretty early on in my music career, and first of all, they're all just like wonderful people and super solid band. I believe they have a new project coming out soon, so hopefully they'll be playing some of their new music. Yeah, they're amazing. That's like another like great dancey, just like feel good situation.
I feel also something like Spring Reverb, it is maybe a kick in the butt for young bands who are like, I got to get a new song out, or I've got to practice. I've got to get ready for the summer. Do you feel that way sometimes about this whole experience?
I mean, it's always like special to kind of, I mean, as someone that's performed, feel like at the end, kind of near the end of the set, like, oh, do you want to hear some new music, guys? Like, that's just, you know, I feel like that's always something that you can kind of like tease leading up to it and hype up your project. But yeah, I know I'm really excited. I've heard whisperings of Pony Girl's new music, and I know that Almond Milk's also going to be playing some new tunes. So yeah, I'm stoked.
And don't think I don't see you, Riley. What's going on?
Yeah. What's going on?
Yeah, we'll just answer that question, like feeling inspired after seeing these bands. You know, it's a cool opportunity to see people that aren't from this area if you can't travel. And I know you see a tight, awesome set. It just inspires me to go write some music, and I know that me and Sons of Rick will be running around, especially to the panels. Last year we were at the Mentorship Cafe and got some really good feedback and ideas from the industry pros there, so really looking forward to being back there.
Excellent, and congrats on the new single too. You know, I've been playing it a lot here.
Thank you.
We love Sons of Rick so much. So yeah, I just wanted to get in there too. What are you guys doing this summer? Are you guys here?
We are here.
Everybody's here.
Okay. Everyone's back at home base, which is nice. And nothing too big right now. We are playing the Long and McQuaid Customer Appreciation Barbecue, which should be fun. I haven't been able to make it the past couple of years, so we'll play, maybe do some shopping, get some good deals. So that's June 13th. We'll be on around like 1 p.m., so it's early as well. And yeah, I was just saying, looking forward to jumping around at some venues, meeting some other bands and all that good stuff. Maybe working on some new music. Who knows?
Okay, but we can be tied down with Fusion Frenzy for a lot longer. Like, it's such a good song.
Perfect.
We'll get that going this summer later on the show, too. There's always room for that. Okay, so just wrapping up then, Spring Reverb, guys. Thank you so much. Is this the fifth year? Wow.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on that. This is not an easy thing to put together. I'm sure lots of lessons have been learned along the way.
Totally.
But
we're still growing.
We're all so appreciative that you just do this for the people that get to go and enjoy this. So thank you for just bringing this to us, because it's such a joy.
Thank you for your support. CFRC has been there like since day one.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, that's the whole point, is like we do it together.
We do it together. All right. Well, we're going to play some, what do we got? We got some Cam Cannon, and we're going to play some Almond Milk and just get us all out of here as we enjoy more Spring River music. And I look forward to seeing you guys 2 weeks.
Is it two weeks?
It's next week. No, it's a week away.
It's a week away.
I was going to be in the wrong place at the wrong time.
No. 1 week today.
Oh yeah. My God. Okay. No, I'm here. I'll be there. I'll get my ticket. I won't be that person. Okay. All right. Thanks for coming in, guys. Here
Thank
we go.
You.
But you won't get far playing on extra hard to prove something. Try pulling things apart as if you raise the bar to move something. And as you break your back to make it, they might break you down. Don't you shake your head and take it. Time things come around. This time we change.
that past and the future, let's stay in the now. Listen to the lights down for the crowd. Pencil light up when I'm coming to town. Honor you down, on the ground. And you need help getting up, we'll swing around. I wanna dance, I wanna make it twirl. Spin it down, now, now. Well now, my time, all us combine. The truth, divine, the truth, I line. Dominoes to the love, telegrams to above. Gotta know what you up, take it in, you're enough. Automation, fornication, all right. Motivation, you're right. They're amazing, all right. Automation, you're right. Fornication, all right. Motivation, you're right. Like slow motion summer day, where everything we need don't have to look ahead and chase. So listen what I say. Hold on, take a second, I'm gonna pause the band. If it came to stats, you know I'm your biggest fan. Come on girl, let's dance. See you from across the party, moving in a trance. Know that that's what we chant. I'ma need to take a second, I'm gonna pause the band. If it came to stats, you know I'm your biggest fan. Let's dance, see you from across the party. Moving in a trance, know that yeah, it's what we chant. I said, come on, girl, let's dance, dance.
All right. The song you just heard is from Sons of Rick called Fusion Frenzy. And that is actually a Riley's band who is just in here. Thank you so much, guys. They were in here talking about Spring Reverb. And you can learn more about Spring Reverb on kppconcerts.com/Spring Reverb. I hope you guys check that out. We're going to keep this lovely punk energy up to, you know, make sure that you're going to get into work nice and awake with a lovely all-female fronted Toronto band called Dear Evangeline. And they're my homies. Shout out. We're going to start off with a cover by Bjork.
Yeah, as soon as you showed this to me, I'm like, is that gonna be a Bjork cover? Okay, I'm very excited. I don't know this band. And here we go. We're going to play it right now. Big Time Sensuality.
Chiba.
Baby, where my love go?
Possible to try. Dark is dark, but dark is not reflected in our sky.
Darkness walks alone along the riverbed beside. Suffering succession is too beautiful to cry. ST, the martyr, always happy in the night. ST, the martyr, always happy in the night. ST, the martyr, always happy in the night. Ready to die, winter in my mind. Ready to climb, reach for the divine. Clean and mine.
them astray. They see so superior to y'all, it's not the bait. Love wins every time, I promise, hit a round embrace. When you stab my back, why didn't you look me in my face? Murder is our motive and we leave a cold case. I'm a fool of mystery, like Scooby to escape. Standing with a grimace in the middle of his rain, waiting for the sentence.
find out who put this thing together. After a while, one of them said, "Listen, Charlie, you're from Hollywood, and the moving pictures are what they used to be, it's true. But I'm not sure what you think the Bureau can do. Gentlemen, the camera doesn't lie. How many more innocent women must die? I will rise to this occasion. I will rise to this occasion. I will rise, rise to this occasion. I will rise, 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 rise to this occasion."
Hi, I'm James Abrams.
And I'm John Abrams.
And we're the Abrams Brothers. And you're listening to CFRC 101.9.
Please support community radio.
Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road.
Hi! Follow the yellow brick road each week on Sundays from 8 to 9 p.m. And I've got a show for you. Tune in to get your weekly fix of British music, culture, and lots of fun.